The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers in my name. They will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God, he took his place while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord.
After the psalm, there's no doubt the Lord went up with trumpet blast. Yesterday there was much air activity going on in and around our parish, of course. Friday, the arrival in Culdrose, in Father John's parish in Helston, by plane, and then, of course, the helicopters all around yesterday as the Olympic torch came through the parish. But in reminder, in a sense of air travel, air and space travel have totally changed and widened horizons for all of humanity. I was reflecting that when the Olympics came in 1908, don't know how the flame got here, probably by sea, very, very unlikely by air. But of course now it just flies in, and as you know, those of you living around here, there were helicopters buzzing around for quite a lot of yesterday morning. But that reminded me, and some of you may remember when I spoke about this 3 years ago on what was Ascension Thursday, a stunningly, brilliantly cloudless day, I took over off in the helicopter over to Scilly for their Ascension Day Mass. And as we went up, behind, because I look everywhere all round, behind there was hail, our bit of the parish there, and over to the right was St. Ives and Gadrevi Lighthouse, and ahead of you, you could see there the Scillies, and of course over Penzance. And it brought that great truth of the Ascension, or one of the many truths of the Ascension, that the higher we go, the wider our vision. So the Lord, ascending far above all heavens, has the full and total vision. But unlike our Lord, of course, having taken all that in, I then had to come back down to earth on the Isles of Scilly. And then, of course, I couldn't be anywhere else. And that's another truth, that when the Lord was in Nazareth, he couldn't be in Bethlehem. And when he was in Jerusalem, he couldn't be in Galilee. But now, he is with us and everywhere to the end of time. But all that speaking of air flight and thinking about all that, it can seem that this feast day, as it were, becomes too airborne, and a lot of people find it difficult to sort of take in or to grasp. They can understand Jesus as, you know, the good leader, the man who gives good guidance and was a good teacher and went about doing good and all that. But Jesus, as it were, almost as a first astronaut, they find difficult, can't really cope with who he is, who he really himself says he is, and why, for us, this is a glorious feast day, because he takes his rightful place back with his Father. So Pope Leo the Great, writing in the 5th, 6th century, wrote, "The Lord's resurrection filled us with joy on Easter Day." So too, his ascension into heaven is the cause of our gladness as we commemorate that day on which our lowly nature was raised up in Christ above the hosts of heaven, above all the ranks of the angels, beyond the height of all the heavenly powers, to the throne of God the Father. Another truth of the ascension. There at the heart of the Godhead, that risen glorious body, redeemed humanity, is part of the heart of the Godhead. Someone who knows us, someone who calls us by name, someone who made us, someone that we belong to again. So it's a day also to think of heaven. Again, many of our contemporaries don't think maybe much about heaven, don't even perhaps believe in heaven, don't believe in rising from the dead, don't believe all that we actually do. Or maybe they don't know what to make of it. But St. Paul, writing a letter that we get on Easter Sunday, says, now Christ is risen. Look to where he is, sitting at God's right. Fix your minds, your hearts on heaven, which is our true home. Because the sequel to the rising from the dead is that ascension to heaven. He goes before us to open the road to our true home. He only could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. And in a sense, ascension does come as a culmination of the Lord's life, but it's also important, it's ours too. And that's why I think the way we celebrate our last journey in this life is full of hope as well. So that when we come through the doors, when I said, you know, there at the heart of the Godhead is someone who calls us by name. He made us, we belong to him. We were baptized into him, into Christ, into his death and into his resurrection. And that's why we're blessed with the water that reminds us of that great moment of our baptism. Why, when we lie here maybe overnight in the peace of the Lord's house, as it were almost on the edge of heaven, if you will see the church in that sense of earth there and heaven here, and while you're on earth, you're walking in the way of the cross, but here in heaven we come as near as we can to that, because that's our last journey. And we also come with the body. Now, there are some denominations that won't have the coffin in church because they say it's only for the living. The dead are outside and that's all there is to it. There are others who don't believe in having the body here because it doesn't matter anymore. It does to us. The body we have in this life is very important. And we honour that body. That's why it's blessed with the water as we come away. It's why it's incensed, because that's a sign of honour, the body that we have, because Jesus redeems that body. And in the Eucharistic prayer for the dead, it speaks about we shall have the same glorious body, like his glorious body, because he, the head, has gone before. But where he has gone, we hope to follow. That's what the prayers are saying. That's what the preface is saying. All of it saying, where he has gone, we hope to find that place. And Bishop Christopher, writing today, says, heaven, it is a place where all our relationships build around our relationship with God, come to their final and full expression. Jesus takes us home to be with him. Christ is the beginning, the head of the church, where he has gone, we hope to follow its home. And that's why, again, on our last journey, I nearly always use those words of Jesus where he speaks of his Father's house as home. But in that home, many rooms. And some of you have heard me say this before as well, because all our relationships indeed come to their final full expression with God. And maybe we shall be so caught up with the wonder and the glory of God that everything else will fall into its proper place. But I think some of us have in mind, what about the people we don't want to meet again? You see, we all speak about those that we shall meet, those that we don't. Listen to the Lord who speaks and says, in my Father's house are many rooms. Doesn't say you'll all be in the same one. See it as, you know, Jesus was human like us and he speaks in these human terms. He wants to get across to us what's but home is heaven with God. But meanwhile, we are here. And so as the visible presence of the Lord is removed from us, it's passed over into the sacraments. That's why all the sacraments flow from the Easter mystery, because the Lord now is with his people in this different way. And the Lord in this way can be with us wherever we are in the world. And that's why that service card that you received a few weeks ago to put with your credit cards and all that said on it that as Catholics we're reminded to celebrate the sacraments frequently, because that's exactly what Jesus left us, gave us his living presence to be with us always to the end of time. And his last words, which is the last words almost of our Mass, of course, always said, go out to the whole world. Go, the Mass is ended. Or go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Or whatever the new phrases are. It's the same principle. Go out to the whole world. Proclaim the good news. We know we can only do that in the power of the Spirit. And that's what these days leading up to next Sunday, the Feast of Pentecost, are about, praying for that fresh pouring of the Holy Spirit.